Hello, this is Amanda Carlisle for the AAT. In this podcast, we're going to look specifically at report writing. The purpose of this podcast is to look at four key areas: clarifying the outcome, addressing the audience, the report template, and some effective writing tips. Now, before we get into the content of this podcast, I'm going to give you something to think about. I'm going to ask you, what makes a good report for you? What's in it? What does it look like? How does it make it easy for you to read it and to be able to make some decisions? So just pause the podcast and just take a minute to jot down your ideas. So now that you've done that, what did make a really good report for you? The things that you can see in front of you might have included achieving your objective. It's got a nice logical structure. It's easy to follow and it's interesting to read. It's clearly set out and it uses lots of short and simple sentences. Has a really clear conclusion and recommendations. And of course, it looks pretty as well. And what you've got in front of you is probably 80% of what you need to produce a really effective report. So let's look at some of these ideas in more detail. The first thing that we're going to look at is clarifying the outcome. The purpose of any sort of report, it's a form of communication. And with any sort of communication, you're trying to get a specific response or outcome. And we've got to be really clear in our own minds, what is it that we want this report to do? So what changes do you need to know that this report has done its job? Is it a change in people's behaviour? Is it to influence their opinion on something? Is it to create the motivation to make a decision, or is it to get people to action something and to do something different? And I'd suggest before actually putting pen to paper is to try in your own mind be really specific on what's going to measure the success of your document. Okay, number two, addressing the audience. Each report has to understand as much as it can about the audience and their perspective of the world. We've got to understand what's their current level of knowledge, because the last thing that we want to do is to patronise them and again give them too little information to get the outcome you want. What is it that they want and what's their current opinion? Do they like numbers, charts or words? And how do they think at the moment? And the more that we can understand this, the more we can tailor our report to achieve the outcome that we want from the audience that it is focused on. Number three, when you were writing down what needed to be the content of a really good report, what did you have down there? Because in this third area, I'd like to look at the report template. And remember, you may have your own internal templates at work to complete. Some of the things that are always on a nicely laid out and logical report template is, number one, having a nice front cover. Obviously, number two, the contents, so you can see what's in it and at what page at a glance. Number three, an introduction and the terms of reference, followed by a clear executive summary. And then we've got the real body of the report, where the detail is. And then finally, the conclusions and recommendations. Anything that is there to support the report needs to be in the appendices. And remember, you probably know this already, that the shorter something is and the simpler it is to read, the more likely people will be to pick it up, read it, and want to read more about it. So in this report template, let's focus on a couple of key areas. For me, the terms of reference are one of the first things that people will look at. What does the terms of reference really cover? It's what we have looked at. What haven't we looked at? What were we trying to find out? And what weren't we trying to find out? So that's in the terms of reference. For me, the most important subheading in this template is the executive summary. And the majority of people, particularly the senior decision makers, the first thing that they will go to is the executive summary. It's a summary for those executives, of course. The executive summary should be able to stand alone as a document in its own right. It covers an overview of the current situation faced and any commercial or organisational recommendations. It's appropriate to the needs of the reader and it summarises the main points. If there's one area of this report that needs to be to the point and contain all the information for you to get the outcome that you need, then the executive summary needs to contain it. Okay, moving on. Some people ask me, what is the difference between conclusions and recommendations? Conclusions are a summary of what the current situation is. Recommendations are a summary of what needs to happen in the future. So, for example, the facility does not have a full-time qualified manager. That would be, you're right, a conclusion. The facility needs a full-time qualified manager. Yes, that would be a recommendation. And this moves on to the template needs to have a logical structure. The story should unfold as the reader progresses through the document. And this is achieved by going from the general to the specific, with the background material preceding the technical exposé, which should lead logically to the recommendations and conclusions. The content of the main body of the report provides the detail which is driven to those conclusions and recommendations at the beginning of the report. So let's have a look at the content of the main body. What we need to do here is to identify the key issues dependent upon the objective and rank it in an order of importance. It should provide an evaluation on what criteria you've used to come to your decision and an analysis of the results and what tools you use to do that. To provide the audience with the fact that you haven't just looked at one option, it's always good to provide a list of the alternative courses of action and show the pros and cons of each, and to state also why you've rejected it. And this gives your report credibility, weight, and a rational and a logical layout and thought process. Now let's move on to effective writing tips. Let's have a look at some basic tips. Write as you speak, simple words and sentences, try and avoid slang. Of course, read it out aloud to yourself to ensure that it makes sense. Or give it to a friend or a partner to read. It's always good to have a second opinion. And if you're not sure about something, always best not to include it and say it in the report. Now, when I've looked at some examples of some reports, they tend to focus on overcomplicating things. What I'd say to you is that the intellectual rigour is in taking something that is complicated and simplifying it and distilling it. And that is the real art of effective writing. So how do we write some ideas? A typical point starts with a statement or fact, either given in the case or derived from the analysis. It's the what. It's then followed by the interpretation. So in summary, it's the so what. And then leading on to the implication. Now what? So just to summarise, how to write your ideas, start off with the what, move on to the so what, and then finally onto the now what. Remember, short words, short sentences, short paragraphs, and short phrases. One simple main point per sentence is ample. And in organisations that are political organisations, effective writing skills need to reflect the need to be tactful. So here's an example of the tactless. For example, the manager is not competent. And hopefully this is an example of a tactful written statement. The manager does not have the skills to perform her duties at the appropriate level. So remember, being tactful in written communication is incredibly important. Now, things to avoid. Number one, unnecessary repetition. So I'm not going to repeat this. And secondly, word combinations that are contradictory. For example, I've told you a million times not to exaggerate. So I know that you'll avoid that from now on. So the writing tips, remember that the sentences, read it out aloud, keep them short, vary the length to add interest, make them positive and not pompous. So for example, starting sentences with obviously. Now the majority of people who read reports, how it looks gives them a sense of how good the detail and the content's going to be. So remember, the layout is really important. Headings and subheadings give nice structure and layout. You can also use bullet points and boxes to really demonstrate the key messages. Using appendices just to keep all the detail at the back. And what I'd recommend is not using really the footnotes, but using those appendices to get the majority of the detail in there if the audience chooses to look in more detail. So just to summarise, report writing, structure your report properly, know your reader and the audience, consider all the sources of knowledge, analyse your information, and communicate in a clear and concise way. So this AAT podcast has looked at four key areas: clarifying the outcome, addressing the audience, looking at the report template, and some effective writing tips. Thank you for listening. This has been an AAT podcast on report writing.